Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I'm being shanghaied on my own show.
Well, it's because you can't shut up and you keep talking over the unopened.
I don't know what you're... I've got so much rock...
You tried like three times there.
I know.
No, I did.
He's like, I am going to talk over the intro. Let me talk over the intro. Thank you for keeping the mics down, Alex. Job well done.
You guys are a bunch of sleestacks.
No, man. It's an important part of the show. You just go, you roll over it like a Mack truck running through an elementary school. Like, just kids flying everywhere.
You know the worst thing about it?
Mm.
Is they enjoy it.
Kids,
yes. Most of it. I mean, the landing might be a little rough.
Ones that survive, I suppose, yeah.
No, listen, my son beats my daughter.
Okay.
For fun. No, not with, and no, like, not like beat. Okay. He's like, oh, tickle, 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 but his tickles aren't really tickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, oh, I've got your hair or got your eyes. He's like smacking her in the face. And my wife is constantly like, stop it. And then, of course, the girl is laughing at all this because she loves it. And she's like, you stop that too. Stop laughing. And that's when I go sit down, take a drink, and put on my headphones.
Mm-hmm. That would be my entire fatherhood. Just me in the Barca lounger with headphones and a bottle of whiskey. Wake me when you're 18.
You're Nicolas Cage in that movie, whatever it was, with him and Tay Leone, where he was like the rich, successful single guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he found himself married to Tay Leone, which would be scary because she beats people she used to beat people. Probably not anymore. I mean, now that she's like the Secretary of State. She's the Secretary of State. Madam Secretary, Tay Leone.
Haven't seen it. I don't watch those shows.
Because you don't have a wife.
No, you're right. I can choose what I want to watch on television.
So,
what should I watch tonight, Chris? I don't know, other Chris. Maybe we should watch sci-fi. Yes, Chris, that's a great idea. Good call, other Chris.
No. Not when there's a rerun of Grey's Anatomy.
No.
Oh, my God. Her favorite thing right now is this show that's like a... It's like a hospital show.
Murder?
No, that's my favorite. Oh, wait. Shh, shh.
Which one?
How to Get Away with Murder.
I don't know.
That's
that
a scary ass show. I'm just saying.
Is this the one where the nurse kills people?
Is that the male nurse?
It's a female nurse, and
no.
She helps people commit suicide.
No. The one that my wife really likes is they're in the hospital, but the one doctor can like speak to the dead.
What?
Yeah, that's because I get confused because like I'm come home and I'm like, and she's like, and she says, oh yeah, this is the show you don't like. As far as I know, that's the name of the show.
The show you don't like. That's like, what's her name? And who played the lady who could see the dead? The really hot girl who was in the tuxedo.
I'm going to just let you, Michelle Geller?
No.
Sarah Michelle Geller.
No, that's Buffy. That's Buffy the Vampire.
No. The only Buffy the Vampire Slayer that matters
is
Christy
show.
Swanson.
No.
Christy Swanson.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's way hotter.
Christy
than
Swanson.
It's not even close.
Well, she may be hotter, but there's only one Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The TV show.
No, the movie.
The TV show is
the
actually
movie.
Better than the movie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong on this. Listen, 803-831-1340. Can we put a poll up on? Can we put a poll up on Mile High Sports? Which Buffy the Vampire Slayer is better?
This one probably we can put up.
Oh. Not on Mile High Sports?
Who could throw the ball farther?
Put it up on your Twitter.
Who could throw your balls farther? Who could throw your balls farther?
Sarah
Michelle Gellar, Christy Swanson could come on. Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, he was
Donald Sutherland.
I mean, the movie was okay. The movie was fine. The TV show was more intriguing to me.
Because you like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Well, that's one reason.
Then who's the other one? Like, who's the other one? Is Liv Tyler, whatever her name is? Is that her? No, it's who? What's her name?
Liv Tyler.
No, who's the whatever? The mystic or whatever the heck it is. The psychic.
Are we still
the
talking?
The ghost hunter. No, the one you're talking about. Like, I see dead people, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, less expensive than Joel Osment.
She was just recently in a movie called The Tuxedo with.
That's not recently, man.
Well, she was in that movie.
That was last millennia. Last millennium, the tuxedo was.
No.
Yep.
Was it really?
Yep. So you say that you don't believe you need another 5 games because the Rockies have played 35 games.
No, they played
35 games.
I need 40 games. They're 22-13.
They're 35 games.
So I want to see where they're at after 40 games. If they are 10 games over 500 at 40 games, then I will officially start to get really excited.
Can I give you some statistics to maybe change your mind?
You can
and
give
go
me a,
5 games earlier. And I will say this, it is an important series coming up, a 4-game series here with the Dodgers. So we can go, say, 39 games. We can see what happens because the Dodgers have won 4 straight. And everyone, and as everyone in the bar seemed to repeat, 9 of the last 11, 9 of the okay. Here's where the Dodgers come to die.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you. Do you, I mean.
Medium?
I'm just. No, large. I think large. No, medium.
No, it's Jennifer Love Hewitt, but I don't remember the TV show.
Medium. He just said medium.
No, it wasn't medium. Though.
Yeah, it was.
No. I don't believe
ghost,
so.
Ghost in my brain. I see ghost people. Cute ghost hot folk.
No, I don't remember the name of the show.
You know what my favorite new ghost show is, by the way?
Oh, my God. What?
Ghost Brothers.
Of course it is. Of course it's Ghost Brothers.
They're
those
awesome.
Are those,
they're
are the
so
African-Americans that go after ghosts, right? Brother ghosts?
No, they go after all sorts. Mostly white because that's what ghosts wear.
Okay.
They always wear white.
That one, I.
Because it's always after the April Day sometime.
I saw a preview of that, and it just seems very fake to me.
Do you know what? Do you know what we should do one time? Do you know what we should do every time?
Hmm.
Is we just need to have, like, we need to have. Oh, my God. So what we're going to do is we're going to put on our Facebook page the Darren Copeland Experience at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just do the video. We'll just do it live, and we'll put the video. We'll put the video totally in like UV light or whatever it is, you know. So it's infrared or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're all just in green, just doing our show for no reason. I think that would be hysterical.
Okay.
Like ghost, they all do. Right?
Ghost Whisperer, by the way. Jennifer Love Hewitt in the Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, she didn't whisper very much.
She could talk to ghosts.
No, but she never whispered at them. She yelled a lot.
I don't remember her yelling a lot. I just. Listen, I didn't care about the stories. I just wanted to watch
you
Jennifer
had
Love
the
Hewitt.
Volume turned down.
I just wanted to watch Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So anyway, with 35 games in with the Rockies, can I can give you statistics why you should be super excited now.
All right. Shoot.
All right. Let me see. Here, I'll start easy.
Okay.
This is the best start in Rockies history. I'm telling you it is. I'm not ass giving you it.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure that someone from the team told you this.
Yes.
Okay. If it came from the team, I believe it.
Rockies Whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Also game notes.
So it's game notes. Okay.
Best start in Rockies history.
All right.
Okay. Another one that I had to go look at myself because it gave to me by another guy.
Mm-hmm.
In this last 3-game series.
Against the Cubs.
The number of years of experience of the Cubs starters.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the area of 25 years. 24 years of experience.
Okay.
Rockies starters who just beat them.
Mm-hmm.
20 games.
Yeah, no, they're the youngest starting staff in all of Major Leagues.
Yeah, and they had their 3 rookies go against Jake Arrieta, Cy Young,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Fredericks.
Pretty good.
John Lackey, 3-time World Series champion.
Now we beat him.
And the Rockies only let up 5 earned runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
The starters only gave up 5 earned runs.
Yes. All good facts. All great stats. I have to hold myself to that 40-game standard.
Oh, I've got more.
Okay.
I've got more.
Well, I've got a reason. I'm surprised you're not...
303-831-1340. Oh, I've got that reason, too.
No, I'm surprised you're not super angry about something that I'm going to bring up when we come back after you give me more reasons why I should be excited after 35 games into the Rockies season. We'll be back on the Darren Copeland Experience on My Life Sports Radio.
I'm kind of mad Kisla stole.
The Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock. It'll be that rock.